If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/wondery. That's greenlight.com/wondery.
Government cyber strategy.
Calling for more regulation on critical infrastructure.
Airport security scare.
It is comforting to know that he didn't get very far.
Closing arguments.
Maggie Murdoch and Paul Murdoch were brutally and maliciously murdered.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Biden administration has just rolled out a plan that calls on the military and law enforcement to help respond to cyber attacks, and it asks Congress to impose legal liability on software makers whose products do not meet basic cybersecurity standards. Here's CBS's Nicole Scanga.
The White House has unveiled a national cybersecurity strategy calling for more regulation on critical infrastructure in the wake of billions in economic losses from criminal ransomware attacks. The new framework calls out China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea for aggressive cyber tactics and elevates ransomware attacks to issues of national security.
We're learning more about a security situation that unfolded earlier this week at the airport in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Unnerving for flyers who heard about it.
Surprising. Surprising that somebody thinks they can get away with it.
CBS's Christina Ruffini reports it centered on a piece of luggage and a man who's now in custody.
TSA agents found a circular compound hidden in the lining of the baggage. Officials say further examination of the device determined it contained two types of incendiary powder, as well as fuses, leading FBI agents to identify it as an explosive. The complaint says the luggage also contained a can of butane, a lighter, a pipe with white powder residue, a wireless drill with cordless batteries, and two outlets taped together with black tape.
Anytime an explosive gets on an aircraft, if that were to happen and it was detonated in the air, it could be catastrophic.
Keith Jeffries is a former federal security director for the TSA.
This incident actually is a reason to be excited that the security process works.
The defense will have its say today at the Alec Murdoch murder trial in South Carolina. CBS's Nikki Batiste has more on the prosecution's closing argument.
I ask you to return a verdict of guilty.
Prosecutors painted Alec Murdoch as a killer who murdered his wife and son to avoid confronting what they called a descending storm of past wrongs, and as a dishonest man who used his decades of legal expertise to cover his tracks.
There is only one person who had the motive, who had the means, who had the opportunity.
Jalen Carter, projected as perhaps the top pick in the NFL draft, has been charged with reckless driving and racing in connection with the crash that killed a University of Georgia teammate and a team staffer in January. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
According to an arrest warrant, Jalen Carter and Chandler LaCroix were driving in a manner consistent with racing at about 2:30 a.m. Evidence showed both vehicles drove in the opposite lanes of travel and drove speeds over 100 miles per hour. LaCroix struck two power poles and several trees with Willock riding as a passenger. Both died from their injuries. Carter allegedly told investigators he wasn't there at the time of the crash, and in a statement yesterday he wrote, "There is no question in my mind that I will be fully exonerated."
He's someone who's projected to be one of the top picks in the NFL draft, and we'll see if he still will be.
Seth Emerson is a senior writer at The Athletic.
It's going to be a matter, I think, of a lot of NFL teams deciding how much risk tolerance they can have to this situation.
Now to California, where there's a major effort to reach people who need help with 7 feet of snow on the ground in the San Bernardino Mountains. Dawn Rowe chairs the County Board of Supervisors.
We know we have stranded residents. It is our number one priority to get to those residents. Plowing of the roads is continuing 24/7.
To the north, a mountain section of Interstate 5 has reopened. Yosemite National Park has scrapped plans to reopen today. Overseas, with tension high over the war in Ukraine, there's word Secretary of State Blinken spoke briefly with his Russian counterpart today at a G20 meeting in New Delhi. And in Greece, rail workers walked off the job today in a protest about safety after that deadly collision involving a passenger train and freight train. The death toll now tops 40.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Seven people needed hospital treatment after a Lufthansa flight from Austin, Texas, bound for Germany, encountered significant turbulence. It was diverted to Dulles Airport outside Washington. Jacksonville was the landing spot for a Spirit flight from Dallas to Orlando because of an apparent battery fire in an overhead compartment. One person was sent to the hospital. No problems overnight for a SpaceX launch.
The bright flame and deafening roar of the Falcon 9 rocket pushed the Dragon Endeavor and its crew into space, the launch director welcoming them to orbit.
A friendly reminder to put your sushi orders in for CRS-27.
That's the next cargo resupply mission for the space station.
Have a safe ride to the space station, and we look forward to seeing you when you get home. Thank you for flying SpaceX.
First-time flyer Warren Woody Hoberg.
That was one heck of a ride. Thank you.
Docking is set for early Friday. The crew will live on the station until September. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
A Georgia jury says three pharmaceutical distributors are not liable in opioid deaths. The case was brought by six families who cited a state law that allows relatives of people who die of an overdose to sue drug dealers. 90 years ago today, a legendary film premiere.
King Kong was one of Hollywood's first serious attempts to create a groundbreaking horror film.
It was during the Depression, and audiences were looking for escapism.
Harry Medved is with the Cinema Foundation.
People in 1933 had never seen anything like it.
The film tells the story of a giant ape, King Kong, who falls in love with a beautiful young woman played by Faye Ray.
I think the film's played in every country in the world.
The climactic scene has Kong climbing to the top of the Empire State Building, where he's attacked by planes and falls to his death.
It wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty killed the beast.
King Kong is still considered among the greatest films ever made. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The seasons, they go round and round.
Last night in Washington, a concert celebrating Joni Mitchell's Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Music.
It's overwhelming. It's just a beautiful event for me. So many people that I care about are here tonight.
Don't it always seem to go?
People like James Taylor, Cyndi Lauper, and Graham Nash. The concert airs March 31st on PBS, and the 79-year-old Mitchell joined in on one of her hits.
Put up a parking lot.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A new survey suggests taxpayers have some key concerns.
The biggest worry, according to Bankrate's Ted Rossman,
7 in 10 Americans who are expecting tax refunds this year have at least one worry about that refund. The most common is that it won't stretch as far because of inflation.
He says that very much may be true because the IRS says so far the average refund this year is 11% lower than the same time period 1 year ago. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Tesla says it will cut the cost of its next generation of vehicles in half by using new manufacturing techniques and smaller factories. The news came from CEO Elon Musk at a presentation in Texas to investors. The changes could bring the cost of vehicles to around $25,000. Investors who wanted a glimpse of the next generation vehicles came away disappointed. Musk says they won't be shown until a proper product unveiling. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hey, I'm Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, which is undergirded by one animating insight, which is that happiness is not an unalterable factory setting. It's a skill that you can train. I used to be a fidgety, skeptical anchorman, but after having a panic attack live on national television, I decided to change things up. I'm now on a quest to help myself and everybody else do life better. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.